Today's programming is made possible in part by the Friends of WILL and by Country Financial Representative Scott Jackson, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, committed to helping clients achieve peace of mind in retirement through effective planning. Online at scottjacksonfinancial.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 705 and a quarter down 3. September, 705 and a half down 3. Soft July wheat, 582 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. September, 592 and a quarter, up 1. July corn, 438 down 3. September, 433 and a quarter, down 3 and a half. December, 438 and a half, down 3 and a half. March, 449 down 4. May, 456 and 3 quarters, down 3 and a quarter. Go out to July at 462 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarters. July soybeans, 1402, down 19 and 3 quarters. September, 1241 and 3 quarters, down 14. November, 1205, down 12. July soybean meal, 456.20, down 6.20. August, 436, down 550. July soybean oil, 39.11, down 39. August, 39.23, down 38. June live cattle, 147.75, up 30. August feeders, 209.40, up 70. And July lean hogs, 124.97 and a half. They're up 72 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in sunny and maybe going to be wet soon, New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, it's sure sunny out there now, Dave. We're glad to be here this morning.
Well, the conditions are, I guess you would have to call them ideal.
You know, I think turnaround Tuesday doesn't seem to apply if the mid-June, when the weather is as good as it's been as far as for crop conditions here, because we're sure not seeing this bean market turn around today, Dave.
In fact, we're now trying some suspected support levels. Novi at 1205 and a quarter is below that 1206 that we've been talking about for weeks.
It sure is. I think, you know, it's going to be a big deal to see whether the $12 even mark holds on a closing basis tonight now. And, you know, pretty good volume out there. There's over 30,000 contracts traded in November beans already today. So quite a bit of activity. The markets have been flipping around where yesterday it looked more like paint drying.
Do you want to squint at that November composite daily chart and call it a head and shoulders top with the potential of soybeans falling down into the 1150 area?
Well, you know, the one thing that we are looking at is the possibility, and it's been rumored about the commercial trade for quite a while, is that down around that 1150 mark is there's a lot of Chinese pricing orders sitting down there. So that could be a point that gets drawn to, but I think that will be very strong support if it does get down there, because a lot of buying sitting there for that cut number.
Now, if you look at it just from a purely technical, that head and shoulders could take you around to the 1130-ish level. So so support at 1150 off China, Chinese buying would be a good thing for
many people.
So I guess this takes us to the end of the month, because if you listen to Drew is saying weather conditions mostly ideal into the end of the month, and that takes us to two big reports, quarterly grain stocks report and the acreage report. It's not too soon to begin talking about those. What are your anticipations, Wayne?
That is the big question. And, I mean, I think there could be a lot of surprises depending on it. We've heard all the rumors. We've heard that they underestimated last year's bean crop, that they're going to come back and throw that in it. We've heard that basically we can't get as many beans imported as what has been forecast, that we can't go below this. That the thing that we're looking at more so than the guesses of what they think the government might do with that is what's happening in the cash market and what the basis levels are doing. And we're just not really seeing the tightness that we did in the past, if we're really as tight as what the trade says or what the numbers are telling us. So we're maybe thinking that there will be a little increase in last year's production numbers to say that there is some beans still available. But I'll tell you what, I sure don't know a farmer that's got many beans left.
Is it a function of the tightness of the market, or is it now becoming a function of end users really not going to a hand-to-mouth orientation for purchasing?
Well, I think that basically their book, the processors are pretty well booked for the next 4 to 5 weeks. And maybe at that point in time, if they can't find any more, that those basis levels will tighten up. But they sure haven't been near as aggressive as they were in years past.
What about the spreads in the soybeans? Is that going to continue to work in the bull spread? Are we going to see that widen out some more?
Well, it continues. We're down 20 and three quarters in the July today, and November's only down 13. That continues to narrow on in.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's telling us that they're not tight. Because let's face it, Dave, if we come anywhere close to the government's numbers, and what we're looking at here is for planted acres and the quality of the crop out there right now, it should be the November that should be under more pressure.
Yeah. When I talk to elevator operators and people who move the cash, they tell me that producers have not really made that many sales for new crop corn and soybeans. Well, more corn than soybeans. Has that been your experience too? And if so, at these levels, what does a producer do?
Oh, this is one of those times where you like to be able to sit on your hands and wait and see a little more what the weather is going to be for the month of July and a few things going on. If you haven't made many sales, that's going to be hard to do. While we're still above $12, if you haven't made many bean sales, it's time to probably still get a few beans priced.
Mm-hmm.
We still like that number. We love $12.50 better, but the $12 is still there. D's corn down under $4.40. It's awfully hard to say move ahead and make sales right here with as much time as we got left in that big report coming up the end of the month. So we're probably going to sit on our hands in the corn for right now.
That'd be a price level that would probably represent less in production for many producers.
That's one of the problems. It's also less in insurance dollars, which is not a guarantee that everybody sort of thinks it is, but it sure makes it less attractive to sell down in here.
So what else on your mind?
Oh, I think the Iraq deal here now with the infighting and possibly taking over and shutting down one of the oil fields this morning and doing some of that and taking our energy costs way up there. It's got to be something that's on everybody's mind and concern here today, Dave. I think that's it could help our ethanol prices to stay higher if crude continues to go higher. It's like I say, that's one of the big items out there that's going to affect the world economy.
Corn demand has been relatively good.
It's been very good. We've had a very good demand. The lower prices has generated demand. There isn't a cattle feeder that doesn't want to be putting on gain as fast as he can with these prices. $2.10 for feeder cattle today with the objective of maybe another $4 or $5. Just a pretty wild situation, isn't it?
Yep, it sure is. And the only it looks to me like the only bug in the honey, so to speak, regarding the demand side remains China.
Yes, I mean that's very much out there. You know, and what are they going to do about the DDGs moving forward here? What are they going to do about a lot of their imports as we look at there? And of course, they're our biggest customers, so. They walk away. Well, that does put a dent in things. But the one thing that I worry about with the cattle prices is if we're putting another $40, $50 of gas in our cars each week, how many people are going to be going out and steak?
I'll raise my hand, Wayne. I like steak.
I like steak. I didn't say we'd quit, but it's going to get a lot harder for a lot of people to afford that instead of hamburger or pork chops.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana, joins us every Tuesday morning on the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 707 and three quarters, down a half. Soft July, 583 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. July corn, 438 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. September, 434, down 2 3/4. December, 439 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. July soybeans, $14 and a quarter, down 21 and a half now. September, 1241 and three quarters, down 14. November, 1204 and a quarter, down 12 3/4. July soybean meal, $4.55.60, down $6.80. July soybean oil, $39.09, down 41 cents, now 40. And July lean hogs are $124.90, up 65. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.